In the first reading today, we hear about the Lord appearing to Jacob. Jacob, remember, is the one whose name was changed to Israel. And so we're talking about that same person here, the one who would be the father of the 12 tribes of Israel. And when we hear about the promise that is made, Jacob's response, first of all, to recognize what Jacob is saying here, that how beautiful is the shrine, but he called it Bethel. Bethel means the house of God. And so it is the place of God's abode, the place where God was dwelling with his people, as Jacob recognized it. And what is important to be able to recognize then is not merely the revelation of God to Jacob, but then Jacob's response. That is, that he will be my God. And that is what we all have to look at. Are we willing to say that in an absolute sense? That the Lord is my God. That means that we have to live it. It means we need to say, not just to say words, but it needs to be truly from the heart. It needs to be what is the center of our lives. Again, if we look at these people who are serving false gods or worse, we look at how faithful they are in their error. Think of the people who serve Satan. They are serious about serving Satan. Think of these people who serve these goddesses and all these false gods. And they're serious about what they're doing. And then you look at us. Well, you know, the Lord, I guess it's kind of nice, you know. I can go to Mass and I can be a pagan the rest of the time. No, we need to get serious about what we're about. Do we really trust? Do we really believe? Are we really going to live what it is that we profess? We have to recognize with what's going on in the world right now, what an incredible gift we are being given, an amazing opportunity. Because as I keep pointing out to people, the day is coming where there is going to be no in-between, and that's where the vast majority of people want to be. I don't know, it's just kind of, you know, they don't want to make a commitment one way or the other. They just want to sort of be in the middle somewhere. There's not going to be any middle ground. It is going to be God or it is going to be Satan. There is nothing in between. And we each have to make a choice, a radical choice. And understand that God has already made a choice. That choice is you. It was one thing for Jacob to be able to say, well, this is God's abode. This place is where God dwells. Guess what? God dwells in you. You are the house of God. You are the temple of the Lord. Yes, we can come to a beautiful church and we can say, this is the temple of the Lord. But this is only the reflection of your soul. The real temple of the Lord on earth, which should be a reflection of the temple of the Lord in heaven. So the Lord made a choice. He chose you. He has chosen to give himself to you. He has chosen to give himself for you. His life in this world was entirely for you. It was to do his Father's will, which was to save our souls. So everything that he was about was for us. So it would only make sense that everything we are about should be for him. Is it? Stop and think just again what we heard in the gospel reading. Lord comes in, says, go away, the girl's not dead but sleeping, and they ridiculed him. Look at what's going on in the world right now. If you have faith in Jesus Christ, what's going to happen? You're going to be ridiculed. What do? Do you hide your face? Do you run away? Do you stop living your faith? Do you take off your crucifix or your miraculous medal so that no one's going to ridicule you? Do you not make the sign of the cross and pray if you're in a restaurant because you might be ridiculed? Do you not want to be different from everybody else because you're Catholic, so you just want to get along and live like the rest of them? They ridiculed the Lord. He didn't back off. His own family members thought that he was insane. He didn't stop because he had a focus. The focus was twofold: loving his Father and loving you. And he told us that that's what our focus has to be: love God and love neighbor. Is that what we're doing? We're going to be ridiculed if we're going to do that. We're going to be rejected if we do that. What's our response? We have to look inside. We have to be able to recognize what God is doing in us. And then we have to make a choice. God has chosen us. Don't try and figure that out, because it'll never make sense. Why would God choose someone like me? Because he has a sense of humor, and a really good sense of humor. That's the only reason. Because we were the most pathetic creatures that he could possibly find, because if there was anybody worse, that's who he would have picked. But he couldn't find anybody worse, so he picked us. Because it should be evident to anyone and everyone then that it wasn't us, it's him. So what should our response be? One of pride? Huh. God couldn't find anyone better than me, so I'm it. No. It should be one of humility and one of charity and one of gratitude. It's not look how wonderful I am. It's look at what God has done. And what he has done is wonderful. It is amazing. It is extraordinary. That he can take a pathetic little creature like you or me, and he can make it into his temple, into his shrine. And we can even say with Jacob, it's awesome, in the true sense of what that word means, because it is. But do we recognize it? Are we grateful for it? Are we living it? That's our response. When this man's daughter died, he came to Jesus. He could have gotten angry. He could have said, forget it. If this is what God's going to allow, I'm not having anything to do with him anymore. He came to Jesus. We don't have to wait until somebody dies. We need to recognize that if this is what the Lord has chosen, that is to dwell within us, we just need to come to him all the time, for everything, not just extraordinary things, for everything. Because that's our response, to live our lives for Christ. That's what we're supposed to be about. That's not politically correct. That's not acceptable these days. Praise God. Because you know what that's going to do? That's going to root out the mediocre. The ones who want to be in the middle and they don't want to stand up for Jesus, they're going to go the other way. We've got to make a choice. What a blessing, what a gift that we live in a time like this when we have to make a radical choice. It's going to be one side or the other. Bring it to prayer. Go inside and recognize God has already made his choice. Now he's waiting for us to make ours. He wants that choice to be himself, to love him, to love the people around us, to recognize that he has chosen us to be his holy dwelling place.